Happy now to have on the People's Show, Bill Daly, NHL Deputy Commissioner. Thanks for this, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's the day after the draft lottery, and hey, the order stays pretty much intact. So you're only angered one fan base yesterday.
You know what? And only slightly so. That's a fair point. The last couple of years, we probably angered more.
That's the name of the game with the draft lottery, though, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
You're never going to please everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, watching these playoffs, having a fans back in the games, there's a little bit of a sense of normalcy. How does it feel from a league perspective to see that happening south of the border and now a little bit north of the border as well?
Yeah, I think it's very encouraging, obviously. You know, this season's never going to be characterized as, quote, normal, unquote. It's been very unique and challenging at times, as you guys well know. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to everybody involved in the game and, you know, starting at with the players, but also all the club organizations and the league in terms of soldiering on and doing what we can and really putting what has been a great product on the ice all season long and so far a great Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, we're not at the finish line yet and we need to get there. So I'm not going to, I've said this before, I'm not going to count any chickens before it's time, but so far so good.
Well, and you and Gary have also been very open about the finances of the game and how big of a hit that has been taken the past year and a half in the National Hockey League. Do you guys expect to have 100% capacity? And how long could it take for you guys to get out of this flat cap world?
Well, so the two different questions, obviously. You know, will next year be normal and will we be back to where we were pre-pandemic? I can't project that yet. I certainly hope that we're going to be very close to normal, if not normal, and that we're going to see large numbers of fans in our buildings again. And I think that our experience, you know, toward the end of the regular season here and into the playoffs has been evolving in that direction. And so that's all a good thing. But you know, you're right. There's no doubt that there's a lot of financial burdens associated with putting on a game when you can't have paying customers in the building. And, you know, again, I start with our owners and their recognition that it's important to put the game on the ice and put the product on the ice and in front of the fans, even if it's only virtually or remotely by television or over the internet and continuing the product. And so, you know, we banded together, we worked with the Players Association, we've worked with the players and we all knew the continuity was important. And I think, you know, when it's 30 years from now, and we're looking back at this year, we'll know it was the right decision for the sport and for the future of the sport to keep going. So, you know, we'll be pleased to have it happen. In terms of what that means on a salary cap basis, you know, that's all spelled out to a T, really, in our collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association with respect to when the, you know, how much the cap can grow over the next couple of years and when it gets detethered from kind of legislated growth. And that's when the escrow is paid off. And, you know, I can't even project right now when that might be. It's a couple of years down the road, and in between now and then, you're looking at, you know, about $1 million increases, if not less.
You've looked at some different revenue streams this year with the naming of the divisions and sponsors on the helmets. Do you think that will continue and even grow as early as next year?
Well, I mean, we certainly have been forced to think outside the box and probably speed up some initiatives that, you know, had been under consideration previously. But given our current existence probably needed a little more urgency than we would have given them absent the pandemic. You know, will all of those continue? I couldn't say. I'd have to think about each one individually, but certainly, you know, some number, if not a majority of them will. Because I think for the most part, they've been good. You know, they've worked well. They certainly have been helped clubs, you know, maintain revenue and retain it. So, you know, I think from that perspective, certainly positive. And will there be more? Sure. That's, you know, that's what we're charged with on a daily basis, to look and be creative to find new revenue generators. And, you know, I give our group a lot of credit here. Keith Wachtel at the head of it, in terms of looking and finding those revenue opportunities.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Deputy Commissioner of the NHL, Bill Daly. And Bill, in the short term here, while the playoffs go on, question for the Canadian teams: will either Winnipeg or Montreal, whoever ends up winning this next round, will they be able to host an American counterpart on home ice in the next round? Where does that conversation around the national exemption stand?
So it's an ongoing conversation. I would say, you know, to this point, certainly it's increasing in frequency. And, you know, I think the people we're dealing with, both at the Public Health Agency of Canada, but also within the various levels of the Canadian government, both federally and provincially and locally, understand that, you know, we need to be making those decisions sooner rather than later. And they understand the urgency involved. And we hope that we have a direction, certainly in the next, you know, next little while. You know, all I can say is, as has been the case really since the start of the pandemic in March of 2020, I think the Canadian government at all levels have worked in good faith with us and understood our issues and tried to work with us to help find problem fixes. And hopefully we'll get there again with this one.
Just like any other sports league, you've been dealing with COVID outbreaks. And we know here in Vancouver, the COVID situation with the Canucks was very scary. And when JT Miller spoke up against the scheduling and the return of all that, was there anything the league has learned from that process would do differently in these situations moving forward?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, a little bit of Monday morning quarterbacking. Certainly, I think we handled each situation to the best of our ability, and in consultation, and this is important, in consultation with the clubs involved, in consultation with their doctors, in consultation with the infectious disease experts. I think there certainly was a unique outbreak in Vancouver, one that we haven't seen anywhere else across the league, you know, throughout this pandemic. Was certainly far more severe in terms of both the number of infected individuals and even the number of symptoms that we encountered. So, you know, we had to be flexible as we moved along. You know, the timing of the Vancouver situation made it even worse, because it was, you know, toward the end of the season, and made it difficult for us to kind of put them back on the map and get the games in. So, you know, it was a challenge. You know, we worked through it the best we could, and, you know, we've gotten to this point.
Jake Virtanen has been placed on leave after a sexual misconduct allegation was laid out against him. How much does the league play a part in the process that's currently going on in that situation?
Well, at this point in time, you know, I can't really get into the specifics of what's been alleged. But at this point in time, it's really not a league matter. You know, it's being processed through, you know, the legal channels. And at this point, we can really kind of watch and monitor how that progresses and make appropriate decisions, and if and when we have to, in terms of the player's eligibility to play. But at this point, we're observers.
Well, Bill, on that front, though, what is the league's policy on sexual misconduct? Is there a set policy that the league does have?
Well, it's a more general policy with respect to conduct prejudicial to the game, and certainly, you know, that is broad enough, gives the commissioner discretion and jurisdiction to punish and discipline as appropriate, and certainly he's never hesitated to use that authority if and when needed.
Bill Daly, NHL Deputy Commissioner, joining us. It's always going to be a part of the game, Bill, when it comes to debates around officiating and how the game is called. It does seem louder this year compared to most others. Is there anything the league needs to address with its officials on the way the game is called?
I monitor these things pretty closely as well. I can't say that I think that it's louder this year than any other year. Playoffs always heighten attention and heighten emotions around particular plays and calls in the game. So I don't really think this year is anything out of the ordinary. And I think overall, particularly given the circumstances of this pandemic year, our officials have done a good job all season long and continue to do a good job.
And Bill, before we let you go, how much fun are you having seeing Stephen A. Smith fire off these hot hockey takes and ESPN being part of the coverage next season?
Well, I mean, certainly we're excited about our new partnerships with ESPN and Turner in the United States. And I know, you know, the players, and that's important to us, the players are thrilled over the moon to with these new partnerships and are really excited about what the future will bring. So, you know, we've had a great run with NBC. They've been nothing but first class and certainly helped us grow the game south of the border. But as we move to new partnerships, we're looking for bigger and better things going forward.
Bill, we're excited too, and enjoy the rest of the playoffs. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.